This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Gordon Basham with us this morning as well. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, November 19th. Sentencing hearing in federal court in Wichita today takes a turn.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We're still a few days out, but we're already getting a good picture of what Thanksgiving Day looks like. If you've got some travel plans, our forecast is on the way.
A federal judge is going to hear arguments about whether to allow victim impact statements from Somali immigrants. This is at the sentencing hearing for three Kansas militia members. They're convicted of plotting to bomb a mosque at an apartment complex where the immigrants live. That hearing is scheduled to take place today before U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren in Wichita. Attorneys for Curtis Allen, Gavin Wright, Patrick Stein contend that the immigrants aren't victims because no one was hurt. But prosecutors say the defendants are trying to depersonalize their crimes and that federal law does guarantee every victim the right to be heard at sentencing. The defendants were convicted of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiring to violate civil rights. Gavin Wright was also convicted of lying to the FBI.
The Florida Senate race is over. Democrat Bill Nelson concedes to Republican Rick Scott following election county results. Also on Sunday, the election official overseeing voting in Florida's Broward County, Brenda Snipes, submitted her resignation.
She lost 2,000 ballots, she missed deadlines, and she failed to report accurate election night numbers. And now, according to the Sun Sentinel newspaper, Dr. Brenda Snipes has resigned. We believe, according to the report, that she will be effective January 2nd. She will be gone, and now Governor-elect Ron DeSantis will appoint a new Broward County elections chief. Now, this comes on the heels of the big news, of course. Senator Bill Nelson conceding in a video statement after losing by 10,033 votes to Rick Scott.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting from Broward County, Florida.
Today, Immigrants' Rights Group is taking the Trump administration to federal court in California. This is over the new asylum rules.
President Trump recently signed a proclamation that bans immigrants from seeking asylum if they enter the U.S. illegally, restricting them only to a port of entry. If they enter illegally, they are to be put in expedited removal proceedings. ACLU attorney Lee Gallant is arguing against this new rule.
Congress has made absolutely clear that asylum is fundamental and can't be off limits to someone just because of where they enter the country. Congress was specific about this.
Homeland Security says the president has the authority here to suspend the entry of aliens if he determines it to be in the national interest. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Gas prices for regular grade fuel have dropped 12 cents a gallon as the Thanksgiving week begins. That brings national gas prices at $2.72. While some drivers believe gas prices usually go up during big travel holidays, Trilby Lundberg with the Lundberg Survey says that's not the case.
Right now, the reason for the decline has been almost entirely from crude oil. So if crude oil prices stop dropping and rise substantially, then they will go up a few pennies prior to Thanksgiving.
According to Lundberg, it can also be the opposite, with gas prices dropping a few pennies based on crude oil prices.
A one-vehicle accident on Saturday in Kingman County claimed the life of a Wichita man.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened around noon on K-42 at milepost 41, which is about 9 miles west of Norwich. Authorities say 34-year-old Reginald Smith of Wichita was driving a Jeep Patriot westbound on K-42 when the vehicle went left of the center line for an unknown reason. The Jeep left the roadway, hit a ditch, and then struck a tree. Smith died of his injuries. No other details have been released at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time is 8:04. There's a plan to get rid of some of the cars in one of the world's biggest cities. And it's a Thanksgiving tradition for the President of the United States, being very beneficial this time of year. We'll talk about that. KNSS News Time, 8:05. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Cars are clogging the roads. Now they've come up with a plan to pedestrianize Paris.
The mayor of Paris has already moved to limit traffic in central districts on one Sunday a month as part of efforts to improve air quality. Now, reports in France say Mayor Anne Hidalgo is considering pedestrianizing central Paris full-time, planning to impose heavy restrictions on traffic and introduce electric shuttles. Critics say Paris is just one of a number of European capitals declaring an unjust war on motorists. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It's Thanksgiving week, and President Trump is set to pardon a pair of turkeys.
A pair of South Dakota turkeys will arrive at the White House tomorrow to receive presidential pardons and avoid ending up as Thanksgiving dinner. President Trump will pardon the two turkeys during a Rose Garden ceremony, continuing a decades-old White House tradition. From there, the birds will be brought to Gobbler's Rest, an educational facility at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia, where they will then live out the rest of their lives without the concern of ending up on a dinner table. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
It's 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And we have a fire. This is on Douglas or near Douglas under I-135. Smoke is causing a visibility issue and slowdowns north and southbound on I-135 right there at Douglas. So north of Kellogg, watch for a slowdown on Douglas. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we take a look at the weather forecast. We begin Thanksgiving week. Let's find out what the latest is from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a clear and cold start to this short work week. It's going to be sunny today. Should get to 50 for the high this afternoon before another cold front moves in. Tonight, clear, our low 26. Tomorrow, sunny with a high again near 50. For Thanksgiving Day, we should be dry with a high in the upper 50s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest, 94% humidity. We're under a sunny sky, 26 degrees. It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning as we get going on Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving is 3 days away, coming up on Thursday. Well, the NASCAR season has come to an end in car racing. It's a long season that starts way back in February and finishes up just in time for Thanksgiving. Let's check in with Matt, Fox News Radio's Matt Napolitano in Miami. And Matt, the NASCAR season wraps up.
Yeah, it's a long one at that, Ted. Like you said, I mean, this starts back in February at Daytona. Starts in the Sunshine State, wraps up in the Sunshine State. So for me traveling, I don't mind it because I get to enjoy the warm weather, get a little away from New York and the wintry stuff. Somebody who's just as happy as me this morning is Joey Logano, coming away with the 2018 Monster Energy Cup Championship with a victory in the Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead, Miami, winning it with about 12 laps to go, passing Martin Truex Jr. And if you're a race fan, you know there's no love lost between these two guys after what happened at Martinsville. He had a little trading paint there at the end. Truex was none too pleased with the fact that he lost out on the win at Martinsville. Logano getting that checkered flag, which clinched him the championship berth. As for Truex, he came into the race saying, okay, well, if it's going to come down to me and Logano, yeah, I'm going to definitely exchange some bumping here this time around. I'll race clean otherwise, but didn't really follow through on that one little brief incident. Other than that, it ends up just paving the way for Logano to come away with his first ever Monster Energy Cup championship. And he's actually the first ever driver from the state of Connecticut to come away with the Cup Series win. It's a very much a rarity. He even talked about it after the race where he mentioned, well, you know, when you tell people growing up as a kid that you want to be a NASCAR star driver in the state of Connecticut, they kind of shrug their shoulders, roll their eyes at you. But Joey Logano getting the last laugh.
And what are our takeaways from the NASCAR season?
Well, the one takeaway that I've noticed is that there's been a call now for people for the racing body to possibly shorten the season. You know, we talked to Steve Phelps, who's one of the high-ranking NASCAR officials prior to the race, and one of the cries from teams, from fans, is shorten this thing a little bit. You know, this is a nine-month season. It is a task. It is a burden for some of these guys to have to carry out. It will be interesting to see what develops from there. That being said, the storylines going into next season, we're going to have to keep an eye on Martin Truex Jr., who finished second in this race. He's going to be heading over to Joe Gibbs Racing, his Furniture Row Racing. His current team is shutting down operations due to a lack of funding. He's going to head over to JGR. He's going to be driving the number 19, which was being driven by Daniel Suarez. Suarez is reportedly going to be heading over to Stewart Haas Racing, and taking over behind the wheel of the number 41, which is Kurt Busch's current ride. Kurt Busch has been in talks with possibly going over to Chip Ganassi Racing. Another interesting storyline will be a change in crew chief. We're going to see it in two cases. Denny Hamlin announced that he's parting ways with his crew chief, Mike Wheeler. This is their final race together. You saw after the qualifying at Homestead that Hamlin was pretty emotional when talking about it because this was their last go-around together, and he was able to get the pole position for the final race of the season. And then, of course, Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus, one of the greatest partnerships that we've seen in this Cup Series over the last decade and a half. They're going to be parting ways. Knaus out at the number 48 team for Hendrick Motorsports, rather. And it's going to be Kevin Mandering, who was actually the crew chief for Elliott Sadler in the Xfinity Series, taking over there. Chad Knaus is going to be joining William Byron's team with the number 24, staying within Hendrick Motorsports.
And Matt, what's your 20-second take on the Chiefs-Rams game tonight?
Super Bowl preview. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Hey, I think that's pretty well sums it up. They're both 9-1. Should be a lot of scoring tonight. Probably be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great game. And by the way, I've got to give a shout out here. Props to the Rams because they had to change locations on this game. It was going to be in Mexico City. Now it's in L.A. A lot of those tickets are going to first responders for free, as well as to those affected by the wildfires in California, as well as the Thousand Oaks shooting. So a good job by the Rams there.
Very much so. Thanks for checking in with us. That's Fox News Radio's Matt Napolitano live this morning from Miami, Florida. Little NASCAR news, little football news with Matt this morning. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Gordon Basham in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning. Yeah, that's a big game tonight. You know, that's...
Oh, it's massive.
Wow.
9-1 versus 9-1.
I think Super Bowl preview is not an overstatement.
Yeah, I know. The Chiefs-Rams. And, of course, live coverage of the Chiefs with Mitch Holtis right here on KNSS. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will kick off at 7:15 right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Gordon, today is World Toilet Day.
And this
is
still my heart.
Serious issue, though. Poor countries around the world face a dangerous shortage of toilets, and that puts millions of lives at risk. It's something that we don't think about.
You don't really, do you?
But if you find yourself in a place where there is not a toilet, you certainly notice quickly. This is World Toilet Day, urging governments and businesses to invest more in sanitation. Toilet crisis most severe in parts of Africa and Asia, in the extreme poverty and population boom areas. 1 in 5 primary schools and 1 in 8 secondary schools globally.
Wow.
Do not have any toilets.
That is amazing.
1 in 5 primary schools in the world do not have toilets.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So the group WaterAid is trying to raise awareness of this a little bit, and they're calling it a global sanitation crisis. An estimated 4.5 billion people worldwide lack access to proper sanitation, says the report. 2.5 billion among them do not have adequate toilets, according to the UN figures. Lack of toilets forces many to have to do their business in the open, in streets, in bushes, by rivers, by other water sources. The UN has now set a goal to target to ensure everyone has access to these things by 2030. So they've got a 15-year plan in place, basically, to try to improve some of those conditions for a lot of people.
That helps.
But that goal would be hard to meet,
they say,
if governments and businesses don't put more money into it. And, you know, governments get their resources stretched, and businesses, you have to pry open their hearts to pay for something like this sometimes.
And then there are always the sidewalk toilets in Paris that are all glass. And you walk in, you lock the door, and the glass electronically becomes opaque. You can see out, but people can't see in. And it's a really...
Oh, that's...
It's a freaky thing.
That's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So we'll see if any of that gains traction, and if the UN can make some headway in what's a pretty serious issue when it comes to hygiene and things like that, and sanitation, and the precious, precious resource that water is.
Indeed,
in our world. McDonald's in Canada is being sued for allegedly advertising Happy Meals to children. Well, who else would they advertise to? I guess adults that pay for them. The suit has been authorized. The lawsuit claims that promotions for the popular kids' menu item inside McDonald's restaurants violate Canada's consumer protection laws, which prohibit commercial advertising toward children under 13. the ads, of course, show pictures of the toys that come with the Happy Meal.
We ought to have something like that in this country, you know?
The class action suit would cover anyone who purchased a Happy Meal or a toy at McDonald's for the past 5 years.
Wow.
A spokesperson for McDonald's says it is aware of the law and doesn't believe that this suit has any merit at all.
Well, yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. And you wouldn't think that would get much traction. It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's look at what's going on in the world of sports. Well, we just touched on it a few minutes ago. Monday Night Football tonight. What a capper to the week with two of the top three teams in the league playing each other. There are three teams in the NFL that are 9-1, and two of them meet tonight in Los Angeles, the Rams and the Chiefs. Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. This game was originally scheduled in Mexico City, but the field was so bad, the NFL decided to pull that and play it in Los Angeles tonight. It's a home game for the Rams and the Chiefs this evening. The Rams have not lost at home this season, and these are two of the highest-scoring teams in the league. Chiefs lead the league, averaging 35 points a game. The Rams average 33 points a game. It is expected to be a high-scoring affair tonight. Here's the Chiefs quarterback, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, you're very excited. I mean, it's Monday night, so you're going to be like the only thing on TV. You're going to get to play against a really, really good team, and every aspect of their good special teams, are good defense, good offense. And when you play in this league, you want to play against the best. And you're going to compete against a team like this is going to be a great challenge for us, and we're going to go out there and compete.
Here we go. Big game tonight. Chiefs-Rams. Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will begin live coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. Game will kick off at 7:15. And that's all live right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS. Big news up in Lawrence, Kansas. KU has hired a new football coach, and it's a guy that already has a national championship in his arsenal. Les Miles has been named the new head football coach at KU. He'll take over as soon as this season finishes up on Friday. KU hires Les Miles, a guy that won a national championship at Louisiana State 11 years ago. Les Miles has also coached in this conference. He was at Oklahoma State with great success before moving on to LSU. Interesting, Les Miles takes over and will now be the new head coach of the Jayhawks.
When I first came to Kansas, I came by way of Oklahoma State. I came by way of Colorado, and we drove down into the stadium, and I looked around, and I said, man, it's beautiful. I said, it's green. It is a spectacular place. I said, why, you know, aren't they more successful?
Well, now it's Les Miles' job to make KU successful in football. He signed a 5-year contract for $13.8 million. Of course, the current KU football coach, David Beatty, will coach one more game before stepping aside. KU season finale on Friday, hosting Texas in Lawrence. Usually on Monday night, we have coaches' shows for Wichita State right here on KNSS, but tonight, we're taking the night off. No coaches' shows tonight. We'll kick it up again next week on Monday, but tonight, here on Thanksgiving week, no coaches' shows tonight on KNSS. College men's basketball yesterday, the fifth-place game at the Charleston Classic in South Carolina. High-scoring game. The Shockers put a lot of points on the scoreboard, but could not stop Alabama either. Alabama beat the Shockers 90-86. Marcus McDuffie, 26 points. Freshman Dexter Dennis had a career-high 19, but Shocks couldn't get enough stops on the defensive end as Alabama put 90 up on the scoreboard. The Shockers fall to 2-3 on the season with that loss. And we have men's basketball tonight. Big matchup for 12th-ranked Kansas State in the championship game of the U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam, taking on an old foe from the Big 8 and the Big 12, Missouri. K-State, Missouri tonight in the championship game down there in the U.S. Virgin Islands, tipping off at 6:30 this evening. Missouri is 3-1. K-State is off to a 4-0 start on the season and ranked number 12 in the nation. There's your sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It's 8:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Traffic and weather is on the way. And was it worth it for the president to campaign hard in Florida? We'll find out from Sean Hannity in the Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS.